Welcome to the teaching ministry of Pastor Taiwo Dukoya, the senior pastor of the Fountain of Life Church. It is our prayer that the message you're about to hear will no doubt shape your destiny in Christ. Be blessed as you listen.
Our text today is taken from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, Corinthians chapter 2. I'll read from verse 6, and I'll read as quickly as I can. 1 Corinthians chapter 2 from verse 6. However, we speak wisdom among those who are mature. Yet not the wisdom of this age, nor the rulers of this age, nor of the rulers of this age who are coming to nothing. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the ages for our glory. Somebody say, for our glory. No, help me. For our glory. So he's not hiding it that we won't benefit. It is for our glory. So it is still hidden for them, but to us, no. So read for them. But we speak wisdom in a mystery, hidden wisdom, which God ordained before the ages for our glory, which none of the rulers, even the rulers of this age, knew. For had they known, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. But as it is written, eye has not seen, ears have not heard, neither has it entered into the heart of man, what God has prepared for those who love him. So that means you and I. But God has revealed it. Or revealed them, brother. To who? To us. Come and tell your neighbor, say, yeah, it's been revealed to us. Come on, say it again. How? Through his Spirit. For the Spirit searches all things, yes, the deep things of God. For what man knows the things of a man except the Spirit of man which is in him? Even so, no one knows the things of God except the Spirit of God. Now, we have received not the spirit of the world, but the Spirit who is from God, that we might know why, why have we received the Spirit from God? That we might know, hallelujah, know what? The things that have been freely given, some things have been given. I may not make comments on this, so let me just say something before I continue. If we have received the spirit of the world, then we will not know what has been freely given. But we have not received the spirit of the world. We have received the Holy Spirit that we might know. We are in a privileged position. The things which have been given to us by God. Am I right? Freely given. What does that tell you? You don't need to cry for it. You don't need to strive and kill yourself for it. He's been given free. These things we also speak not in words which man's wisdom teaches, but which the Holy Spirit teaches, comparing spiritual things with spiritual things. But the natural man does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. But he who is spiritual judges all things, yet he himself is rightly judged by no one. He who is spiritual, he rightly judges all things, and yet no one can judge him and judge him right. They can't evaluate you. They can't size you up. They can't investigate you and conclude. It's not possible. For who has known the mind of the Lord that he may instruct him? But we, somebody say we. Come on, let me hear you.
We.
Who are the we? You and I. Glory be to God in the highest. That is those who are born again. If I say we and I and you are not born again, it doesn't include you. But that's not judging you. That's telling you that God brought you here specifically for a purpose. Give your life to Christ today. That is the vogue in the kingdom. so that you may begin to understand and to know all that God has freely given you. And then he said, the Bible says, how? What are these things? We compare spiritual things with spiritual. That's how we understand these things. The Pharisees came to tempt him, and they were asking some funny and silly questions. And he said to them, he said, look, what if you see the Son of Man rising up to heaven right before your eyes? What then will you say? And he said to them, he said, don't you know that the flesh profits nothing? John chapter 6, verse 63. Say, it is the Spirit that gives life. Hello? So in other words, no matter what I do, if it cannot be translated spiritual, it doesn't benefit anybody. I was telling myself, and I was telling them in the first service, that look, it's the presence of God that makes the difference. It is the presence of God that makes the difference. So whether I'm singing, whether I'm dancing, whether I'm clapping, whether I'm jumping, whether I'm praying, does it culminate in His presence? His presence, I'm not just talking goose pimples on my flesh. I'm talking of, does it invite Him? Does it bring about that intimacy, that relationship, and that fellowship that I'm trying to enact by the physical things that I'm doing, whether I'm reading the Bible or reading a book, or whether I'm sleeping, or whether I'm praying, or whether I'm shouting, or I'm jumping? At least what I'm portraying is that I'm communicating with God. But you know, God is Spirit. Come on, talk to me. And so does that put me in a place where Spirit is dialoguing with Spirit? Because if you put me there, miracles will happen. So whether I'm preaching, teaching, or praying, or singing, or jumping, or dancing. So it's not, have you read, say the letter kills, but what about the Spirit?
Gives life.
So we can read the same word, and somebody is just the letter, and someone, it is life. Many years ago, I remember, we were, a few of us, we fellowship together, and then we were fellowshipping somewhere in from place to place. So my friend, lived then in the little compound, and so we couldn't find a place around him because he was around their house. We were fellowshipping that day. So we went to St. Jude's compound, one of the classrooms, and we were having a, you know. And then the older, his parents, and I think they belonged to the church, and they had one group that we meet to. So they had one Yoruba man that wouldn't speak English and visiting with them in their fellowship. So they took over. So we just had to submit and sat in their fellowship. And this man was preaching from John chapter 15. I've forgotten the way the words go in Yoruba Bible. They say, life, what's life in Yoruba now? He said, glory be to God in the highest. So I began to understand that it's not by power, it's not by mind. When you understand that it's by the Spirit that gives life, open your mouth. Speak. Say, the word I speak to you. And they're alive. And that's the confidence we have. That when we gather, He's not only in our presence. When we speak, we don't impress. We speak His word. And if it is His word, it will produce results in the lives of the people in the name of Jesus. Now, one thing that this passage quickly has done is that he's telling us that, see, when Jesus, before Jesus went to the cross, everybody on earth was natural. And we still live in the natural anyway. But when he died and resurrected, he defined three groups of people when it comes to the perception of the cross. So what are the three groups of people? Number one, the natural people, unregenerated. People who just think that, well, whatever happened, well, come on. The Bible says it is foolish, things of gender, it's foolishness to them. They don't understand. Even if you try, from the scripture we read. So three categories: the natural man, unregenerate and devoid of the Spirit, has no appreciation of the gospel. Then number two, the spiritual man. I'm talking to you who are born again. And who are these ones? The ones who have received the capacity to become sons. John 1:12. They are the ones who have the mind of Christ. They are the ones who can't be judged by anybody. They are the ones who judge everything. But they themselves cannot be judged effectively. You know why? Because the wind blows where it wants. No one knows where it's going. Such is everyone who is born of the Spirit. They are the ones who are born of the flesh and yet of the Spirit. They are the ones with the second birth. They are the ones to whom the mystery has been revealed. Come on. Hello? Glory be to God. They are the ones who know the things that have been freely given. Come on. Is somebody here with me? Now there's a third category of people. They are called the Cana people. The Cana ones are Christians. See, they are not just natural anymore. They understand what we are saying, but they don't give time for it. They are so careless. They are carefree. They can't be bothered to get in and dig it deep. So they are neither here nor there. Such people don't go anywhere. I tell people, I say, if you want to be a Christian, be a Christian. If you want to be in the world, hanging in between does not make you any leader. They won't celebrate you here. But if you are going to be celebrated in the kingdom. Because that celebration will last forever. Celebration on the other side is temporal. After a while, it will fade. It will wane. Hello, is somebody here with me? So I was reading this, and what led me to this was the fact that I was thinking to myself, I said, wait a minute, what does it mean to be a Christian? Some people, the people on the way, some followers of Christ, we're all right. But one thing that hit me more than anything is that the Christian is those who are living or who are practicing a lifestyle based, yes, on the finished work of Christ. They are living in the finished work of Christ. They are the ones referred to as the spiritual. They are the one in John 1 that says, as many as received them. They are the ones who we say are born again. Hello, is somebody here with me? So we are the Christians. So we live in this world, but we are living in the finished work of Christ. What does that mean? We are the ones who believe and who have come to receive that he came to redeem us. We are the redeemed of the Lord. He says, let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Hallelujah. So we are the redeemed of the Lord. What does that mean? We are redeemed from what? From sin, sickness, and death. These are the three things that rule the natural realm. They determine the future of every natural man. If man is not salvaged from the hold of sin, sickness, and death, he will not only suffer sin, sickness, and death, he will go to hell. But Jesus came with radical intervention. And so, as many as believe him and receive him, they become the sons of God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him shall not what perish, but have what? Everlasting life. There are those who are investing eternally. There are those who have treasures in the heavenly places. There are those who are seated with Christ in the heavenly places above all principalities and powers. They are like every other person you see. They are the ones referred to as though we walk in the flesh, we do not what? War after the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal. They are mighty through God to pulling down strongholds. They are the ones of whom it is said, in him I live, I move, I am. Come on. It is of them it is said that I am complete in him who is the head of all principalities and powers. It is of these people that it is said they judge everything. And no one can judge them effectively. Are you getting what I'm saying? It is of this people that I say that they are blessed with every spiritual blessing in heavenly places in Christ. They are blessed. It's of them that I say that all that pertains unto life and godliness has been given unto them. It is of these people. And that's why we say we speak wisdom among the wise, among the mature people. They are the ones referred to as the mature people. They look ordinary, but they are not ordinary.
When you collide with them, then that's when you begin to know what they are made of. They are dangerous. It's something that they are head, they are not tail. They know the power behind them. Of these people, he says, I'm holding your right hand and I'm going before you. And so every valley will begin to fill up as you come. Every mountain will begin to level. The double leaf gate will begin to open. It's of these people it is said that the armories of kings are losing at your sight. It is of these people. It's of these people that is said that you are head, you are not tail. You are above, you are never beneath. It is of these people. There are three categories of men on earth. The first one, when the wind of disaster blows, it blows them away. They are natural. But there are people where when the wind is blowing, they said, it's either I follow this wind or no. But in the name of Jesus, there is a resistance. And the Bible says, when you resist, the devil will flee from you. It's of these people. It's of these people that you said that eyes have not seen, ears have not heard. Neither has he entered into the heart of any man. So it's of these people, you cannot say, I can estimate you. I know where you are going. So it all over. You can't predict their future. It's of these people. But where I'm going is this. That's why the Bible says that. Whose mind is so robust that he will command God? He said, but you know what? We, these people, you and I, we have the mind of God. You know what that means? We have the capacity. Not just the capacity, as a matter of fact, as far as God is concerned, we think like God. You know, in the book of Isaiah, I said, my ways are higher than your ways, my thoughts are not your thoughts. My ways are not your thoughts. As them are higher than, so are my thoughts and my ways. But of these people, you think like he thinks. And so, in a circumstance, you feel what he will feel. Because if you think what he thinks, you feel what he feels. If you feel what he feels, then your attitude will be like his attitude. In the circumstance, you will get the result that he gets. Why? Because you will do what he does. You will do things in the way that he will do things. See. Perfect example was Jesus. He said, why are you marveling that this is happening around me? Listen, can I announce to somebody here? The God is here to see you. In the name of Jesus. That's what they will say until you are ruling everything. Because you will rule in the name of Jesus. It's not by power, it's not by might, it's by spirit. And what did he say? He said, it's what I speak to their spirit and their life. The life is in him. Come on, John chapter 1. Come on. In the very beginning was what? See, there's a revolution going on. And God needs us to be part of it. Woohoo, I feel the fire. There's hope for our generation. Woo-hoo. As long as he's alive and he has us here. Woohoo, there's hope for Nigeria. Malabo, Shikram, Babaka, Tombro, there's hope for your family. Your siblings, your community, this country, in the name of Jesus. How dare you say that? Who are you with this vast thing? Oh, if any man be in Christ, is a new creation. All things are passed away. You know what it means? My inside got so cleaned up. In fact, replaced, recreated. He's so clean and so new, so holy and so pure that God cannot resist. Say, I'm going to live inside. So I carry him. Know you know that your body is the temple of the Holy Ghost that dwells inside. So it doesn't matter what anybody says. You should see that man here. They're entitled to their opinion. But nobody can judge you. Did you hear me? Nobody has the capacity to judge you and conclude. The same place where they said no, they'll say, hey! In the name of Jesus. So God saw it so clear and decided, I'm going to live there. So God lives right inside of me. No wonder Paul started to pray the prayer for us in the book of Ephesians chapter 3. That you'll be strengthened with might by the Spirit in the... that Christ may dwell in your heart by... So I know these things. And how do I access it? By faith. Now you can see that it's only the just that lives by faith. It didn't say the natural man should live by faith. There's natural faith, but that's not what we're talking about. The just shall live by faith. 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 Habakkuk, the just shall live by his own faith. Hello, is somebody hearing me?
Yes, sir.
So what we are here saying particularly is that everything that Christ, that God needed to do to make you what he set out to create, to make you to be, he has done. Please hear me well and write it down and do your research. God is not going to love you more than he has loved you. He's not going to heal you more than he has healed you. He's not going to promote you more than he has promoted you. But Pastor, wait a minute. How come this sickness will linger, linger, and then after all the help of the doctors and the prayers, it now begins to go gradually? Because you are finally aligned to the fact that healing is your ultimate. Why is it the ultimate? Because that's the conclusion. It has been settled. We have cases of those that, look, medical sciences, the natural sciences, and even people who have no faith. After a while, I said, we are praying. Kanegin said that when the priest came, he said, priest, pray. He was reading Mark 11, 23-24. That if you say to this mountain, and he was saying to the mountain of the incurable disease and incurable heart, that, look, this mountain will go. That was the mountain he was seeing. I said, it will go. He said, what does this mean? And the man explained to somebody, he said, let us pray. And the man now moved out, was praying with the mother and the grandmother. Say, Father, we thank you for this man who is about to be bereaved. The boy was 16 years old. The boy said, no. See what he's praying. But God, he said, if I believe, he walked out of that bed. He said, but that was the limit of the faith of the pastor. So whether medical sciences say it's the end, or people say, and the pastor says it's the end, what do you see in the Bible? We have had cases of people that at the end of it, they still stay anyway. Pastor, have you seen cases where you know that, hey, God have mercy, I've seen many. So your faith stood. I said, God, don't let my own fear stand in the way. Pastor, pray for me. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. I say, hallelujah. I said, I can't thank you for that. She said, I should pray for her. That means that she has faith. Father, honor her faith. Blah, blah, blah. Pastor, will he leave? God knows. So there are times like that. There's a case, I've shared it here before. She's still alive and well. I don't understand the case. She was given weeks to live. That was about 6 years ago. She has not fully recovered. And she eats all the kind of things that you shouldn't eat. It's terrible cancer. But why would she eat it? Because she has no money. That's only the only thing she can eat. She can only eat bread, white bread. That's what she can afford. And make her tea and put sugar and milk. And see these things, but that's what she could afford. We will send money from here to pay her medicals. She will still get into the car and drive herself 25 miles to church and sing in the choir. Some days she will collapse on the choir. They'll say, look, don't come again, don't sing again. She'll stay away for a week and she'll start to go again. She's still alive. Pastor, what are you saying? I can't explain it. I don't understand. But sometimes you call her in the presence of God. She said, I'm sorry, I'm praying. When she finished, she now called back. And I asked myself the question, how does she think? What's she thinking? I don't understand. Now, I'm not saying don't go to prayer. I'm not saying don't go to doctor. I'm not saying, no. I'm just saying that there are situations where God just takes control, as it were. Is somebody hearing me? Praise the Lord. And that was why I asked the question I asked that time. That, you know, what did you wake up thinking about? That the naira is now 400 or 350? And so you are beginning to have hypertension. Please don't have hypertension, no. Because if you do hypertension, when the thing turns over, we'll be here to spend the money. Don't have hypertension. The earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof, the world and all that dwells with him. The heaven of heaven belongs to him, the earth has given to the sons of men. Is somebody hearing me? Because in time of famine, you eat bread without scarcity. How many of you know that the word I speak to you, they are spirit and they are life? But that's what the Bible says. That's what God says.
And that explains why Isaac would be running in the time of drought. It's okay, it was a natural thing to do. Everybody was running, and he was running too. By the time he got together and was going to cross over, God said, wait a minute, why are you running? Everybody's running. Why? Because there is drought. Why? There's no food. Why? There is this. He said, stay in the land. It's good to hear him. And when he heard that, stay in the land was life. He said, you know what? If you stay in the land, every promise I have for Abraham will come to you, because Abraham is a covenant guy with me, and you are a covenant guy with me. Don't you know you are covered with the covenant? This insurance cover is not ordinary insurance. It's covenant. It's blood covered. It's the blood of Jesus covered. You are covered. You are covered. You are covered in drought. Come on. I said, you are covered. You are covered. You are well covered. That's what you are covered. You are covered. What about the struggle in my head? You are covered in the name of Jesus. You are covered. You are covered. Don't you think it's time to begin to cash on your policy? Come on. That's what we're talking about, in the name of Jesus. You are covered. And the man said, okay, I hear you, sir. And the man decided not to go. But if I don't go and I sit back and I keep on watching the wind blowing and the drought and people running, don't you think that I'll be affected by my environment? No. If God says no, then let me begin to think like he thinks. If he says no, and the only thing he has given me to do is to farm, I'm going to farm. What do you expect to do with farming in drought? God says I should stay. And this all he's giving me to do. God bless it. Yes. 100% gain. He began to be great. Don't you know that the extremity of man is the beginning of God's opportunities? When you are back to the wall and nowhere to go, that's when you say, Jesus, he will manifest for you. But you don't need to wait until then to shout. You can begin to call him from now. Don't you think so?
Yes,
we have the mind of Christ.
Amen.
We can think like he thinks.
Yes.
So the issue is, are we thinking like he thinks? Mm. He never taught one way outside the way God taught. Mm. And so he had miracles.
Mm.
He always controlled the situation. So we have the mind of Christ. We think like he thinks. We feel, therefore, like he feels. We behave like he behaves. And we get what he will normally get. I have the mind of Christ. I've been in situations where I'm like, I'm alone. I need your help, God. Pastor, but you're a pastor, but I'm a man. You forget. I'm not God. So what do you do? I cry to him like you cry to him. And what does he do? He answers. Sometimes he answers before I know. So I'm busy looking for him this week because I'm afraid. I'm looking. I just hear him tap me from the back. I try to say, wow. And so he makes me to understand that he always has options. But he left every option to choose you. So you are chosen.
Amen.
Come on, Ephesians chapter 1, verse 4. According, he has chosen you before the foundations of the world. And so if you look in the book of Hebrews, he says, hey, there remains therefore a rest. It is for the mind, those who have the mind of Christ. I'm telling someone, I said, get into that rest today. In the name of Jesus. You are covered. There's a policy. It's not natural policy. It's not intellectual policy. It's a supernatural policy that covers you. You are covered. It is called covenant. Benahin says, I asked T.L. Osborne, why does God heal the unbelievers? He said, but he does in the Bible. Then he said, I know, but why will he do that? And some Christians, he said, no, God will heal. He said, so wow. He said, as far as unbelievers is concerned, his mercy makes his healing available. He said, what about Christians? He said, yes, his mercy, but much more, his covenant.
Amen.
God is bound to heal you.
Amen.
But as much as that is so, he expects you to take it by faith. Faith is the hand that receives from God. This has been revealed to you who you are. Now, how can you bring it to bear on your situation now? Faith. Without which you don't please him. You know why he's not pleased? He has prepared the table before you for your life, and you are not taking it. That's why he doesn't please him. Because without faith, you don't please him. He's taking time to do it all. It is finished. Now sit down.
There's a celebration in the house.
Yeah.
It is mine.
It's mine.
You are free to say what you want.
Mine.
You are free to confess it.
It's mine.
In the name of Jesus, we will celebrate with you.
Yeah.
The world will celebrate with you.
Yeah.
They will celebrate with me.
Yeah.
In the name of Jesus.
Yeah.
Glory be to God in the highest.
Yeah.
So the Bible now says, I think Romans chapter 12, said, do not conform to this world, but be ye what? How? But you have the mind of Christ. So why do you have to renew it? Because if you leave anything unattended to, it will assume the nature of his environment. That's the way God has created the system. Polished nail, fine from the factories, dazzling. Leave it on the floor outside. Leave it long enough on the ground outside. Come back after some months, you see rust taking over. Anything you leave unattended to will tend to become like the environment. But you see, God is inside of you, but your flesh is in contact with the world. You see, you hear, you feel. The wind that blows, blows. So renewing of your mind, how? By the word. And the word I speak, they are what? And in him was what? Life. Come on. That's from the beginning. In him was what? Life. And the life was for himself? No. The light of men. Come on, let men bring it to bear in their situation. And let's see whether God will be less than God in your situation. He's God. He's God. Now, I just close with this. He said, do not conform. Conform means becoming the same with your environment. But be transformed. Transfigure. And that just reminds me quickly on the Mount of Transfiguration. He was in the natural, as it were, because he didn't look different from James, Peter, and John. And he took them up the mountain to let them see something. And when they got there, they were saying, Master, hey, Master, suddenly, they just saw him look, standing there and looking and smiling. And well, hey, 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 light, light, light. And suddenly, they didn't see his clothes anymore. They didn't see his flesh anymore. They didn't even see him anymore. The him they saw was light, too bright. They fell down. So what is this? Ah, light. But that was who he always be. He has always been. Only that he was in the natural. Do you know that that's who you are? Renewing of the word will make you manifest
Amen.
Your true self.
Amen.
Supernatural manifestation. I'm talking to human beings who are born again, born of the Spirit. You have the capacity to become light in any darkness.
Amen.
That's who you are. That's who I am.
Amen.
If you have seen influence before, get ready.
Amen.
Oh, you didn't get it.
Amen.
Maybe the person is here.
I got it here.
If you have ever seen influence before, get ready.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus.
Amen.
No, I'm not joking. God is about to do with you what no man can do with anybody.
Amen.
Influence that only God can bring about to be.
Amen.
You say, how? I don't know. I asked myself the question a lot of times. I said, God, why did you choose me? What did you see? What did you see? Because sometimes I know where I am by his grace. Then he shows me something. I said, whoa, ho, ho, ho. I said, but why me? Not because I don't want. But it's my grace. Are you ready for the next step? When it's most unlikely is when it's going to happen. When in the natural it is most unlikely is when it happens. And so somebody's at the threshold. I never knew I would get here today. You have been practicing, you have been practicing, you are ready, you are so athletic. You are, if they put you on the track, you will win. But you are wondering, how can I get there? What is happening today is that God is saying, come, 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 come. And God is saying, onto your marks. Whoa. And I can see you doing that today. God is about to release you. You see, at the most unlikely time is when God comes. It's your time. All over the world, everywhere is shaking. But it's your time. In the name of Jesus. You are the light of the world. I say you are the light of the world. You are like a city on a hill. You can never be covered again in the name of Jesus. Your light will shine. In the name of Jesus. You are head and not tail. You are above only and never beneath. Hey, your horn is exalted like a wild ox. You are anointed with fresh oil. Glory be to God in the highest. I say in his name, your horn is exalted. Your right hand is on the sea. Your left hand on the river. That is influence in the name of Jesus. And every influence will bring honor to his name. It will bless humanity. The best of you is just beginning. Come on, give God all the glory.
We know that you have been tremendously blessed by this message. For additional information and materials from Pastor Taiwo Odukoya, please contact us at the Fountain of Life Church, 12 Industrial Estate Road by PZ Industries, Off Town Planning Way, Ilukoju, Lagos. Visit our website at www.tfolc.org. Thank you. God bless you.